Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Not Guilty. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is what sin consciousness does to you. It causes you to draw back and fear. Doesn't it? Sin consciousness, being aware of your faults, your failures, where you've missed it. Now, yes, you've missed it. Yes, I've missed it. We know that. You don't have to tell us. We know it. We know you hadn't acted perfectly. You know we haven't. But it's only going to hurt us to continuously confess how weak and how sinful and how much of a failure. That will just build into you sin consciousness, which will cause you to fear. You will have blame, you will have shame, and you will have fear. Can you see this, saints? Amen. And that describes most of the church world, doesn't it? And you will never live like Jesus. You'll never pray like Jesus. You'll never walk and talk and act like Him. Because He walked with zero sin consciousness. Amen. He walked with no degree of a sense of inferiority. With no blame and no shame. And He was absolutely fearless. He looked death right in the eye. And command them to rise up. Wouldn't He? He was not afraid of any demon. He was not afraid of any disease. People say, yeah, but Brother Keith, that's Jesus. Yeah, and He was not walking as God. He was walking as a man. And He told us if we'd believe on Him, the works He did, we'd do too. Didn't He say it? If He did them as God, we can't do that. We're not God. But if He did them as a man, anointed with the Spirit, we can see the glorious possibility of the same thing happening for us. Somebody say, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. At the end of this same chapter, Luke 5, we see that they brought the man who was paralyzed and they tore off the roof and they let him down in there. And the Bible said when Jesus saw their faith, verse 20, when He saw their faith, you know what He said? What did He say? Yeah, but He didn't come for that. He's paralyzed. He came to get healed. And yet, what did He need? Why? You know, Jesus wouldn't have done this way unless this was the way it had to be done, needed to be done. There's a sequence here. What's the next thing He tells him? After they fuss and about Him saying it. Take up your bed and go walk. That's going to take faith. Remember the scripture. If our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Is He going to need to be bold here in just a minute? Is He going to need to step up confidently to get this miracle? What would keep you from being confident? Sin consciousness, guilty consciousness. That's why we got to get rid of this so you can do this. That's why He looks at him. And with the anointing on these words, He said, son, your sins are forgiven you. What does that mean? You're not guilty. You are right now in the sight of God. No sense of inferiority, no blame, no shame, no fear. And obviously he believed that. So he's laying there on his mat going, whew, I'm forgiven. I'm clean. I'm right. How many know now he's ready? Amen. Now, and not until now. Now he's ready to hear the next thing. Take up that bed and walk. Now he's got full confidence. Now he's got boldness to do it. Can you see this, saints? Righteousness consciousness makes you bold to draw near. Look in Hebrews 10, in closing, I think. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. Sin consciousness causes you to draw back and fear. Righteousness consciousness causes you to be bold and draw near. Cower, fear, draw back. If all you hear is what a sinner you are and what a failure you are, that's what you'll do. You'll just cower. That's why a lot of people are not in church. They figure, I'm not good enough to be in church. I'm not good enough to be in there with those folks. I got to clean myself up some first. Well, if you could clean yourself up, Jesus wouldn't have had to come. And how does an unrighteous man or woman become a righteous man or woman? It ain't by working so hard on it. You believe unto it. You believe unto it. It's not what you do. It's what He has done. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 and 17. Boy, there's so much here. It would do you well to read this whole 10th chapter very carefully. In Hebrews 10, verse 17, he said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. If he's not thinking about them, why should I? Amen. Who matters more in this department than him? People say, well, other people remember them. Yeah, but who are they? What does it matter in the long run, in the big picture of things? What will it matter 50 years from now, 1,000 years from now? And if he is not remembering them. Verse 18. Where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin. There's no need to. They're not just covered. They're washed away. Remission has to do with that. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to do what? To do what? Enter in. Enter in. What does sin consciousness make you do? No, I can't. I can't. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. I know. That's most of the church world. And people think if you do that enough, that God will kind of feel sorry for you and do stuff for you. That'd be doing things apart from the work of His Son. If God was moved by pitifulness, miracles would be popping all over the planet, wouldn't they? No. His power is not manifested just based on begging and needing. That's obvious. No. You know what he wants? Hebrews 4. Anybody remember that 16? Let us therefore come boldly. Boldly. Not arrogantly. Not pridefully. And yet confidently. Why? I got a right to be here. And God's not looking at any of my failures. He's not looking at any of my sins or my mistakes. When He sees me, He sees what I have faith in. He sees the righteousness of Christ that's been given to me. Well, why do you have a right to be here? Because He has a right to be there. I'm in Him. I have as much right to be there as Jesus. I know the devil don't like you saying things like that. Why? Because I'm in Him. And He's in me. And His righteousness is my righteousness. If my righteousness is not good enough, then it's His righteousness. Some folks will think about that later. My right to be there is His right to be there. Which is why I can come boldly. It's why you can come boldly before the throne of grace. Come on, keep reading. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest How? Say this phrase out loud. Bold. By the blood. How can you be so bold? I'm bold because of the blood. I'm bold. Why? The blood has washed me, has cleansed me, has made me righteous, has made me free. Keep reading. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us do what? Let us draw near, see, with boldness, in a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Woo, glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up and lift up your hands. Let's begin to thank the Lord for this. Thank you, Lord. 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 Close your eyes. Say it out loud. I am born of God. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I am washed clean. I'm made innocent by the blood of the Lamb, the spotless, sinless Lamb of God. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. No one is more righteous than I. No one has a better standing with the Father than I. No one has a greater right to come to the presence of God and fellowship with Him. No one has a greater right to resist the devil, to speak against disease. For I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My righteousness is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Not Guilty, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.